Yes, well, that's I think old Matmos. How old is that?
97.
Charmingly demented.
It's Kurt Schwitters.
It's Kurt Schwitters. Yes, of course. Why didn't I know that? It's so typical. It is so typical. Kurt Schwitters, should have known. To continue along with this, telling you about the Berkeley Edge Fest. I came out to Mills College, came from Montreal and drove across the continent in an orange VW. And the reason that I did all this was that Terry Reiler was my advisor, my composition teacher, those long years ago. Now I realize he's not that much older than I am. I shouldn't have told you that, should I have? In addition to the concert tonight at 8, Terry's music, there are a couple of roundtable discussions. If you want to meet Terry, Terry Reiler and Half Century of American Music, and including Paul Drescher, Joan John Renaud, Lauren Rush, moderated by Sarah Cahill on Saturday, June 4th from 4 to 5:30 at the Elkus Room, Morrison Hall on campus, 125 Morrison Hall. And there's another discussion with other composers, George Lederman, Fernando Binondo, Reynold Tharp, etc., also moderated by Sarah Cahill, and that's Sunday, June 5th from 6 to 7 p.m. in the same room. So, 70th birthday celebration, Terry Reiler tonight, Friday night, and then Saturday, music of John Zorn, and they're both at Hertz Hall on campus, and it's put out by Cal Performances, and for more information, 642-9988. So Matmos is working with a couple of broken plugs and so forth, and so we hear a little bit of Karl Heinz now?
Yeah.
All right, why not? Yeah. Okay. Cichlis, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Played by
Neuhaus. Boys.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi there.
Welcome to the crack, as we sometimes refer to it.
Ooh, thank you.
So, nice setup you have.
Yeah, it's really petite, but it seems pretty flexible. It's nice here.
It's much nicer than the old KPFA.
Yeah, but you know that the old KPFA, you could do more on the board.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah. Of course, the fact that you've brought in, you know, kind of brought in your stuff helps. But I know that Don, you know, Joyce, Negative Land, Over the Edge, Scott, mm-hmm. he used to do like a lot of actual mixing on the board, whereas this board is, you know.
It's take it or leave it.
Yeah.
But the phone is really big.
The phone's very big, and I have, I do know how to, I was going to say, and I have no idea how to use it, but I do actually, somehow, hit or miss, you know?
Yeah, we did.
It's not one thing, it's another.
A radio show in Paris once where we thought, oh, we'll just go in and play some records, and we just could not figure out their mixer at all, and
we looked like fools.
We looked like complete idiots, like we couldn't even play a record. It was really humiliating.
Well, I'd never seen a CD player before that when you started to fade it up, it started playing the CD. Like the fader was attached to play, and I was like, and it just went downhill from there.
Well, this fader is attached to play.
Oh, really? Works this? Is that a radio thing? I'm just not used to that.
Yeah, when you start going up slowly, it's on.
It's like magic. It's action at a distance.
I don't like that.
We don't like that.
I ain't used to that.
Everything must be disarticulated in Matmos land.
So,
whatever that means.
What are all these sources? It's like some of, you know, is it? I know some of it was, you know, like old music, and some is your music, and what's going on?
There was the Mystic Moods Orchestra.
Yes.
And yeah, it was sort of a blend of some oldsy timesy favorites. Like I think we started with Max Neuhaus playing Stockhausen's Zeichlis. It's a great recording from 1968, and we played some. Concrete by an Italian guy, Horacio Vagione, who apparently hasn't released any records, so we're being a bit sneaky. Somebody gave us the CDR, so thanks to he who shall remain nameless.
Played some Wobbly.
Yeah, played some Wobbly.
Some Wild Y.
And a local Oakland band called Axolotl. And a French guy called Jackson. And a duo from New York and London called Wasteland. That's DJ iSound and DJ Scud. Played a new track off the latest Autechre record.
That was the thing just before we started talking.
Yeah, the Wasteland track was right before we started talking.
Yes.
And a musician from Chicago who hasn't put out any records yet, but we think he's really good, called Timothy Iveson.
He's very cute, too.
Yeah, he's got great cheekbones.
Cute is good.
Yeah, oh. Why not?
It can make all the difference between bad music and good music.
No kidding.
I'm not sure if that's actually true.
Well, here at the crack of dawn, you know, when the defenses are down, the Luxist agenda emerges.
On the radio, all dogs are gray.
And I think right now we're hearing Else Marie Pod from Denmark from 1960. Some pretty tasty early electronic music that she made. I don't know if that covers it. It's kind of hard to tell. Usually the left hand is playing an Evil Moisture CD while the right hand is...
slapping my hand away from the mixer.
Yeah, there's a lot of kind of
Natouche Pa. Oh, baby. Let's bring out the tiny violin.
No, we played that. That was the fourth track we played.
So when did Matmos begin?
Ooh.
When was that?
1993? Yeah, four.
Three.
I was going to say four, just to be safe.
We can never remember if it's our 12th anniversary or our 11th or our 13th. It's already getting a little bit misty. The first album was 1997, so that's kind of a handy marker, but yeah.
It's good to have things printed up, because then you don't get confused later about when things happen.
You mean like little bios, or you
no,
mean
like CDs?
Like making
CDs.
It says
yeah,
right on
programs,
it
when we
CDs.
Made it, so
yeah,
I can yeah. just look at the CD.
Yeah, it does start to merge, especially as you live longer and longer. But then, if you keep on living, you get a modicum of respect. Even with all my language, salty language and everything, I'm
people
starting
put up
to get...
with your not remembering dates and so on.
Yeah, they don't really care.
It's kind.
Yes, very kind. So, what's your sign?
Martin.
Let's get deep here.
Okay, I'll do you. You do me. Martin's a Leo.
Drew's a Cancer.
Martin's a sun sign, so it's very me. It's very big personality. Big talent.
Drew is wonderful at all times.
No, you're supposed to say that I'm crabby and neurotic and a homebody.
No, the cliche.
I'm a Cancer. When's your birthday? June?
July 17th.
I'm June 23rd, and a lot of my friends are Leos. They seem to be compatible.
Yeah, my mom's a Leo, too. My mom and my boyfriend, they're both Leos, so.
So there
go
you
figure.
Have it.
And both blondes.
So go no.
Yeah.
Blonde?
I describe myself as a blonde.
Dirty blonde.
You haven't seen that happen.
Okay, so that's the sign. Now, what's your favorite food?
Well, as of a trip to Italy I just did, I have to say pumpkin ravioli.
Oh,
was
yeah.
really good.
Yeah, they have that over at Chez Panisse.
Oh.
Sometimes, yeah.
I've never had the pleasure.
What's your favorite food?
That is... difficult question to answer. I'm very partial. See, we did this thing. We were just in Italy. So, prosciutto.
Oh, yeah.
Prosciutto e melone.
Oh, yeah.
We spent, when we, on one of these insanely long tours with Bjork, by some weird chance, we spent 9 days in Parma, where they serve Parma ham at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And I love it, and I got tired of it after 9 days, but I still love it.
So you were touring with Bjork?
Yes.
So did you do sound for her, or
We were on stage with her, pressing buttons and pretending to play keyboards.
Wow.
And playing some objects, too, like Martin shuffled cards, and he played my hair with a contact mic, and he walked on piles of rock salt. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun. We felt legitimate for a moment.
So how did you meet Bjork?
Well, she bought one of our records and was super into it and called us up and asked for us to do a remix, and we worked really hard on that, and she liked that. So it kind of snowballed. We started hanging out, and then pretty soon...
Do you guys hear weird electronic sounds? Or is that just me?
I think it's Else.
Cool.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, good stuff.
I'm just letting this go. So, okay, Italian food then, eh? Poor Wobbly, when I asked him what he likes to eat, he didn't know.
Oh, well, you know.
He said he eats to live.
Had a gallstone.
Yeah.
Which I think changes your relationship with
food. When was that?
Oh, not long ago. A couple of years. Here, I am. This is none of my business.
Way to call out Wobbly on the air.
On the radio.
But Wobbly's a tough...
he was cut for the stone.
Wobbly's a tough interview. I tried to interview him once on Calyx, and it was just like, what happened to this sparkling, articulate, chatty person? You know, once he's like on the air talking, it's all these sort of cryptic, gnomic half utterances.
No, I liked it. I liked it. I enjoyed that. Sometimes, you know, depressed. Well, not that he's depressed. But sometimes depressed people are very relaxing. Not him, but you know, people that don't talk a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
I know what you mean.
You know, it's very soothing.
Well, yeah. There's that genial melancholy, you know, that Milton wrote about in Il Penseroso.
He would be listening tonight.
Hi, John. So. Call the studio.
I didn't mean that you were depressed, okay, dude? Seriously didn't. I even sent you money in the mail today, so shut up.
Ooh, nice.
Okay.
I think those Sagans are on tour right now with Dat Politics, so he might not be listening. He might be
said he would listen.
Back. Okay.
It's probably like on the net.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, there's whatever. That too.
So anything else you want to tell me?
I don't know. I guess we're in the middle of making a new record and kind of figuring
out
what that is.
Oh, you're really just going to do that? She said, anything else you want to tell me? And you're like, yes, we have a new record.
No, we don't have a new record out. It's nothing to do with a commodity. You can't buy it.
No, that's
exist.
Fine. You have no idea what I have to put up with. This is so good. Don't even tease him. I had
Thursday in the Abco parking lot.
I had to admonish a guest off it. You know, yeah. She really came out. She was very, 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 very serious. And, you know, plug. And I had to say, you know, people are really relaxing now. Just chill the hell out, please, girlfriend. Okay, girlfriend, oh mine.
Our t-shirts are a polycotton blend.
Exactly.
They're very washable.
You are listening to 94.1 KPFA Berkeley, KPFB Berkeley, KFCF Fresno, and KZFR Chico from midnight to 6.
Number one party town.
Yeah, love it. Love you, Chico guys and gals. When I said guys, I meant the generic humanoid
inclusive
term. Yeah.
I immediately thought of all the men in Chico.
I'm sure you did.
Not all.
And so did I. And do give us a call at 510-848-4425. And I don't know if we're going to take on air yet, but maybe later on in the show. So, I think that's
back
enough
to
for
it.
Now.
More than enough.
A little goes a long way.